On a mountain above the clouds, once lived a man who'd been the gardener of the Emperor of Japan. Not many people would have known of him before the war, but I did. He had left his home on the rim of the sunrise to come to the central highlands of Malaya. I was 17 years old when my sister first told me about him. A decade would pass before I travelled up to the mountains to see him. He did not apologize for what his countrymen had done to my sister and me. Not on that rain-scratched morning when we first met. Nor at any other time. What words could have healed my pain? Returned my sister to me? None. And he understood that. Not many people did. 36 years after that morning, I hear his voice again, hollow and resonant. Memories I had locked away have begun to break free, like shards of ice fracturing off an Arctic shelf. In sleep, these broken flows drift towards the morning light of remembrance. The stillness of the mountains awakens me. The depth of the silence. That is what I'd forgotten about living in Yuguri. The murmurings of the house hover in the air when I open my eyes. An old house retains its hoard of memories, I remember Aritomo telling me once. A Chong knocks on the door and calls softly to me. I get out of bed and put on my dressing gown. I look around for my gloves and find them on the bedside table. Pulling them over my hands, I tell the housekeeper to come in. He enters and sets the pewter tray with a pot of tea and a plate of cut papaya on a side table. He had done the same for Aritomo every morning. He turns to me and says, "I wish you a long and peaceful retirement, Judge Tio." "Yes, it seems I've beaten you to it." He is, I calculate, 5 or 6 years older than me. He was not here when I arrived yesterday evening. I study him, layering what I see over what I remember. He is a short, neat man, shorter than I recall, his head completely bald now. Our eyes meet. "You're thinking of the first time you saw me, aren't you?"
"Not the first time, but the last day. The day you left."
He nods to himself.
"Afun and I, we always hoped you'd come back one day."
"Is she well?" I tilt sideways to look behind him, seeking his wife at the door, waiting to be called in. They live in Tanarata, cycling up the mountain road to Yuguri every morning.
"Afun passed away, Judge Tio." 4 years ago,